summer days aren't meant to be spent over the stove, so I'm sharing a couple of clever time savers from Reynolds Kitchens with their new parchment cooking bags and air fryer cups. Both are great for cutting down on cooking time and cleanup. The parchment cooking bags are perfect for easy family-sized meals like chicken fajitas and shrimp jambalaya and so much more. Just three simple steps and you've got dinner for up to four. Since they're made with unbleached nonstick parchment paper, there's no need for added oil or spray, and everything literally cooks right inside the bag, so cleanup is a breeze. Now the air fryer cups, these are so cute. They're 8 fluid ounce cups that make it super easy to portion out meals, meal prep for the week, or customize dishes for different tastes or dietary needs, like making some gluten-free or nut-free. And you can cook up to 4 different things at once, which is just a huge win when hosting or just planning ahead, from mac and cheese to savory egg bites or even muffins for dessert. These versatile cups handle it all with minimal mess. Now, today I'm going to show you how to make sweet and smoky baked salmon with green beans in 3 easy steps. Just fill it, fold it, and serve. Then we'll bake up a quick dessert. For the salmon, preheat the oven to 425. Place a parchment cooking bag on a medium baking pan with the side and bottom seams facing up. Mix together all the seasonings and spread evenly over the salmon. Then mix together green beans, shallots, olive oil, pepper, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Place the salmon in the bag, arranging 2 pieces on each side and leaving the center open for the veggies. Spoon the green bean and shallot mixture evenly in the center of the bag. Place thyme sprigs and orange slices right on top. Fold or roll the open end of the bag 2 times and scrunch it real tight to close it. Now make sure not to lift the bag from the pan when there's food inside. Keep the bag on the tray and bake it for about 30 to 35 minutes until the salmon and veggies are done. Remove it from the oven, let it sit for 5 minutes, then unfold the scrunched end carefully with oven mitts. Cut or tear the top of the bag to open and serve your meal straight out of the bag. Serve it with a side of rice or a small side salad, and voila, you're done for dinner. For dessert, we made these amazingly simple angel food cakes in the air fryer. Just prepare your favorite recipe or box mix, switch your air fryer to the bake setting, preheat it to 350, and add 1/2 cup of batter to each air fryer cup. The Reynolds Kitchens air fryer cups make it so easy to customize each cake with different toppings too. We did 4 flavors on these, one with a small handful of blueberries, one with raspberries, one with chocolate chips, and finally we mixed one with 1/4 teaspoon of lemon extract. Bake them for about 6 minutes until the wooden pick comes out clean, and that's it. You can find Reynolds Kitchens parchment cooking bags and air fryer cups in select Walmart stores or online at walmart.com and on amazon.com too. And for more info on these and other great recipes, visit reynoldsbrands.com. Happy cooking!